Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry, we're a little bit late with today's show. Been one of those busy hump days. And don't you get a dirty mind thinking there. I'm talking work, serious work. It is the 15th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours covered your way in around 5 minutes. Well, your BTN News Show is going to start off on the other side of the world today over in the U.S. And it all has to do with that decision on net neutrality. Yep, things went down in the Supreme Court yesterday, deciding is it going to be the ISPs or it's going to be the FCC? Well, believe it or not, they actually chose the FCC. And even though it's a 2-1 decision on the thing, you can guess it, it's not over yet. That's because the ISPs, along with those lobbyists, yeah, remember those people, they have appealed the decision. In fact, AT&T said in a statement, "We have always expected the issue to be decided by the Supreme Court, and we look forward in participating in an appeal." Any events we're going to be hearing about this for yet another 10 years? All right, time for a little hump day hacker news. Yeah. This time the target is your television. No, not the TV. I think most of us that listen to this show are aware of ransomware, and we're pretty much aware of how fast it's growing. Seems though a lot of our family and friends, yep, we know who we're talking about, they seem oblivious to this thing. Problem is though, they went from computers to smartphones now to your smart television. And it works just like all those other ransomware things do. If they've attacked you and you turn on your TV, and then you have to pay that fine if you want to have your TV back. Interesting enough about this form of ransomware, which by the way is called Flocker, doesn't really want your money. Now they want iTunes gift cards or Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency. Yeah, not as easy to trace that stuff. Once that happens though, it'll freeze the screen, faking a system update, and then you're off. You get a lovely little big old web page on your big screen there saying, please pay if you want to continue to use your television. Amazon's Echo Alexa might be sounding a little bit more like the Terminator soon. Yeah, it seems that Amazon wants to take that little intelligence a little further than Siri, or even Cortana for that matter. According to an MIT Technology Review, Amazon has a plan to make their personal digital assistant a little more human-like. Basically being able to detect your emotion, yeah, how you're feeling at that time. Amazon believes that if an emotional detection is on board Alexa, it should be able to understand better what you want. Meaning, yes, Alexa might be able to tell if you're frustrated, or if you're sad and down and out. See, but I tell you, Terminator. Amazon says they also want to add probability techniques, so that the Echo, or shall we say Alexa, can understand common speech a whole lot better. Now, I know I said I was going to try and keep this thing Apple-free today, but we have a little bit of news that's confusing a lot of people. Might have noticed in Apple's keynote yesterday about what devices will support iOS 10, it kind of differed from what was on their webpage. So it left a lot of people scratching their heads, including myself. You might have noticed devices such as third-generation iPad was suddenly listed as supporting iOS 10 when it actually wasn't to begin with. Now, Apple's changed its mind again, and they've updated the list once more today, confusing us even more. So let's just give you the rundown. Shall we? iPhones iOS 10, yep, it's going to be iPhone 6S, the 6S Plus, the 6, the 6 Plus, the SE, the 5S, the 5C, and the 5. As for iPad users out there, you got that 12.9-inch iPad Pro, the 9.7-inch iPad Pro, the iPad Air 2, the iPad Air, the 4th generation iPad, and then you got the 4, the 3, and the 2 iPad Minis. Notice what's not there? The iPad 2. Apple's finally killing it. As for your iPod users out there, you better have the 6th generation, because that's all that's covered. Hopefully that clears it up for you now. And finally, you'd think with all the bad press that the NSA's got over the past couple of years now, you'd think they might want to tone down things a little bit. Instead, I guess they wanted to turn it up to 11. Because now the NSA wants to monitor pacemakers and other medical devices. Oh, that's comforting. Yes, according to Intercept, the NSA is interested in collecting information from pacemakers and other biomedical devices. They're saying for national security purposes. Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out too. Now, the report did go on to say this is not something that the NSA is actively doing right now. Of course, they also said they weren't actively tapping our phones either, but it turned out they were. But they are hoping they'll have this sort of tool in their toolbox in the future. I'm sure a lot of us feel right now, yeah, they could take that tool and shove it. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network, BritishTechNetwork.com. That's the destination for all the BTN shows. You really got to head over there and check out the new Mac show from the WWDC keynote. Freaking hilarious. Two parts it is. So set yourself aside a couple hours, but it's worth every minute of it. Also, you can follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out in our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show. Well, I'm going to do my best to get you a Thursday edition out, but I'm not promising you. I've seen my schedule tomorrow, and I'm not sure. I'll try. Promise, though. I'll try. If I can't get you out one tomorrow, I'll definitely get you one out for Friday, and maybe we'll just get you caught up in the best technology news that'll happen over the next 48 hours. In any case, I do hope you're enjoying your hump day, and thank you so much for listening.